Ash Wednesday. Today is one of those days in the church calendar where we read the same readings every year. And every year, when I come to this gospel, I think I have the exact same thought. There's no more Anglican beginning to a gospel than "do not practice your piety in front of others." Not because I don't love the Anglican church in all of its understatedness, I quite appreciate that. But because for so long I think this is exactly how we have gone about practicing our faith. Go to church on Sunday, but mostly that means you have to turn down brunch invitations. You don't invite them to come to church with you first. Do good things because you're a Christian and this is what we do, but there's no need to really talk about that part of it. One of my history professors used to quote someone much more famous than he was, and he would remind us that the past is like a foreign country. They do things differently then. Which I find helpful when we approach the gospel, because this advice Jesus offers and how he applies it to almsgiving, prayer, and fasting is really rooted in an honor-shame society, and we aren't that. Occasionally, much to our dismay, anymore. An honor-shame society, your privilege, your prestige was based on how much honor you had accumulated or been perceived to accumulate. That's why Jesus really directly takes on all of the hypocrites, which is sort of a blanket term that means everyone who does that in this gospel. Because they're doing these things so people can see how pious they are, how... Well, this is where we get into a little bit of trouble with that word pious. One of the things they didn't do in the past was speak 21st century English. I was reading one commentary this week that recommended we translate that word not to pious, but to justice. Actually, I think I like what Peterson does in the Message a little bit better. The Message is sort of a step away from a translation. So his take on that first verse is, "Be especially careful when you are trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. It might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding." Some research indicates that what we, I think, hear from memory as pious, what Peterson renders as try to be good, what could be justice or is righteousness in other places, it implies there's something more to these things Jesus talks about than just piety. I think maybe that's where, as good Anglicans, we've gotten a little off track here. Not about the not talking about it, but about the understanding of what it is Jesus is inviting, commanding, asking, offering. Let's go with offering us. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. We read those so easily as religious things. But some of you might be shocked at how many of those sort of people I talk to who identify as spiritual but not religious, which is a problematic phrase we'll discuss another time, take up fasting or prayer / meditation, if we want to be a little expansive with that, or are very serious in their almsgiving and how they contribute to the health and well-being of others. Eventually the church, eventually we, might have to realize that we no longer have the corner market on these things anymore. That might actually be one of the better things we could realize this Lent. So maybe when we pry those out of a church setting a little bit, remember that when practiced deliberately, they can all work to bring about justice in our world. That prayer isn't just what we do here because we want to be good Christians. But prayer is at its heart an ongoing conversation with God, drawing closer to the one who made us and loves us, and to whom we can't draw closer without also drawing closer to everything else God made and loves. That prayer, when practiced deliberately, with the Bible and the prayer book on one side and the newspaper on the other, invites us to reconsider our entire world and how we are related to it. That almsgiving isn't just the thing we do to keep the lights on and the heat working. It is how we give of what we have been given for the kingdom of God, which sometimes involves keeping the lights on and the heat working, but only so that the work of justice and equality and divine love can continue. That fasting, and some of its ancient understandings of it, wasn't just about giving up chocolate or decadence, but it was about making space in our life for more resources so that we could share those with others. Ancient commentaries on fasting asked people to stop buying things so they can use the money they would spend on those things they may not actually need, those things they are going to set aside for themselves, so that they can give that money to those who have less than they do. That maybe fasting is really about trying to build a longer table so that we can all have more. Jesus asks us not to make a performance about any of this, not to do it so that others will see, not to do it so that we can be judged at best. But maybe behind all of that is Jesus asking us to do something, anything, some days, to better love God and to better love those around us. Amen.